Changing of the guard. Do you remember the people that you admired as a child? Think about it this morning. Maybe even a few famous faces from television shows or your favorite cartoon characters that caught your attention. Perhaps even an older sibling or a mentor from church, from school, from family, or your neighborhood. Someone whom touched your life and made a difference. You see, this person could easily be a parent, a family friend who taught you how to ride your bike, someone who helped you to build a treehouse, someone who helped you to, as you followed them in how to hunt and fish, how to love the Lord. You admired this person as your role model. Many times you probably tried to emulate him or her once in a while in some of the actions and words. You may have dreamed of becoming just like them someday. In our scripture today from the book of 2 Kings, Elisha has dreamed that one day he would be equal to the prophet Elijah. You see, now Elijah is a prophet of the Old Testament. He was an awesome role model and prophet. And Elisha wanted to follow in his footsteps. Elisha had imagined in his heart that as Elijah's successor he would be, that he would serve God well by speaking the truth and calling people to righteousness and justice. And as we read in 2 Kings, Elijah the prophet has come to the realization that his work here on earth is finished. He knows that God is calling him home. He knows that his time is short. He also knows that when his time comes, that Elisha will take over as prophet to the people in his place. You see, both Elijah and Elisha, I don't know why we had to have two names that sounded so much alike, but we do. Elijah was the one that we hear about, the one that was caught up in a great whirlwind, the one that just left, the one that the Jewish people still set a place for his return to come. But both Elijah and Elisha are well aware of this changing of the guard. Each one of them are prepared to follow God's instructions. They set out for Bethel from Gilgal and the place where the young prophets trained until Elijah cautions Elisha to stay behind. He tells him to stay here because I don't think you're quite ready. But demonstrating his loyalty, Elisha quickly responds, "As the Lord lives," he said, "and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." These words remind us of the words that we hear from the book of Ruth whenever Naomi and Ruth and Orpah are together and Orpah leaves. And we all think that that's a, when the words were translated, that it's really Oprah, but of course they got transfixed, so guess what? It's Orpah that we say. But here, she's already gone and Ruth's still there, and Naomi says, "You need to leave and go back to your people, Ruth," and Ruth says unto her, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following you, for where I go, you go, I'll go. Where you lodge, I'll lodge. Your people will be my people." In other words, Ruth is doing the same thing, and the story is saying, "I'm going to stay with you." Here, Elisha tells Elijah, "I'm going to stay with you. I'm not going to leave you." He says to him, in his loyalty, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." Elijah gives in only to ask Elisha to stay behind once again. On two other occasions, he says to him as they are traveling toward Jericho and Jordan. On those trips, he asks him to stay. But each time Elisha says, "I will not leave you." Each time Elisha remains as Elijah's loyal companion all the way through. Perhaps Elijah was reluctant to leave his role and this life that he had lived. Maybe he's thinking about things. He's not quite ready to leave his life and earth. In fact, Elijah's actions seem quite human to me today, to you and I. Who really wants to give up the certainty of life here on earth for the unknown of eternity? Even though we know that it's there, even though we know the promise, even though all those things, are we quite ready sometimes? People will say, I'm not quite ready. I didn't want you to get up a load right now. I'm ready to go, but I'm not. You know, I'm prepared, Lord, but I still feel like there's something to be done. I still feel like that there's things to be done, because people will say, I want to see my children grow up. I want to see my grandchildren do things. In other words, people will say, I want to be a part of life as long as possible until I can't anymore. So here, Elijah is a little reluctant to leave earth. In fact, Elijah's actions, of course, seem just normal to me. But Elijah's not like you and I. He's prepared to go, but a little reluctant. See, you and I do the same thing. We kind of worry about the when and how. A lot of people will tell me, you know, I am ready. But, you know, it kind of troubles me sometimes because I don't know how I'm going to leave here. I said, well, none of us know how we're going to leave. We don't know if it's going to be a very peaceful death, if it's going to be a very graceful death, or if it's going to be a tragic time. We just don't know how it's going to happen. But sometimes it can be lingering. Sometimes it can happen in an instant. We just don't know. But it says we are to be prepared. So Elijah is preparing for this time. Elijah soon realizes, though, that the change is inevitable and that it will soon occur. It becomes aware to him, apparent to him, that it's going to happen. He has some loose ends that he needs to tie up, take care of, and he questions what he can do for Elisha to make this transition a little bit easier. You see, Elisha does not ask for money. He does not ask for cattle. But rather, he wants to inherit a double portion of Elijah's spirit. In other words, he wants the spirit and the grace and the mercy that this friend of his, this mentor, this prophet has. He wants to be able to do doubly what Elijah has done on earth. The request itself is not unusual. Among the Israelites, the eldest son would expect his father to give him a double portion, a double share for his inheritance. However, the unusual nature of the request begs to question, how would Elisha receive this gift? You see, in mystical fashion, like something out of Saturday morning cartoons, and I'm speaking here from someone who our cartoons came on Saturday morning. They didn't come on during the week at every time you turn something on. They weren't on a phone at every moment because no one knew what that was. Saturday morning cartoons. When we think about something as mystical as that, when we had Isis and Shazam and Wonder Woman, a chariot of fire and a horse of fire descend down from heaven. The skies open up and this descends, swooping up Elijah as he is ascended to heaven in a whirlwind. It all comes down and takes him up in a whirlwind and he's gone. He descends. The fire descends and he ascends. Oh my goodness. Whirlwinds are often associated with the coming of God. Just as God brings that power and of the divine into that human realm, it's something that we hadn't seen before. All of a sudden it's like magic. It's something that they're mesmerized by, everybody there. But Elisha brings back Elijah's power to the community. Elisha receives Elijah's mantle, which identified him as the proper successor to Elijah. You see, his mantle, some people think that a mantle is a stick or a staff, but no, that's not it. A mantle is his cloak. It's his robe, it's his covering, it's a sign of distinction. It points him out to be the one. And it's the outer garment, and as that garment fell from Elijah as he ascended into the whirlwind, into heaven, He had already one time rolled it up to make the water part at the Jordan so that he and Elisha could walk across. So this time, Elisha reaches down and he picks up that cloak and he himself rolls it up. And he's still unsure of himself. He's still unsure what God has given him. If he has received his inheritance that he asked for. So Elisha, on his return trip through the Jordan River, tests his own power by striking the water, by laying the end of the cloak, the mantle, into the water, to discover that the Jordan River does indeed separate. It separates until it's to the point that he can walk across on dry land. As Christians here today, God often calls us to act in a similar fashion as Elijah and Elisha. We must be willing to pass the mantle of ministry from one believer to the next. We must be willing to serve when it is our turn, for we each are given opportunities to participate in the life of the church. You see, Elisha received the mantle from Elijah, and like his predecessor, he too separated the Jordan River. As both of the prophets discovered the power to triumph over the obstacles in their paths, may we also find the confidence in our faith and in our courage to overcome any difficulty that you and I may encounter as we minister to those around us. May we be like Elisha. May we loyally serve each other and serve God. Let us pray.